Every other weekend, Rodney Lane talks to the Mac faithful and the Mac curious at the Roseville Comp USA. Patrolling the corner of the store devoted to Apple products, Lane is eager to help anyone with questions or whoever just wants to talk shop, like Charles, a devoted Mac user since 1987.
And you can also put in a USB card, too. Do you have a slot? Do you have slots in there?
There's one PCI slot that's empty. I mean, there's only one, and it isn't.
Put the USB in there. Then it's a true G3.
Lane began working at the computer store on a part-time basis after he kept hearing people decry the demise of Apple computers. Some of that information was being disseminated by computer salespersons. So, to spread the word of Macintosh's ease of use and the company's newfound stability, Lane carried his message to the sales floor. Charles says he's a regular CompUSA customer who's seen Lane work the aisles.
One thing about Rodney is he is a personable fellow, and he has an easy rapport with people, and I think that you'll see a lot of people walking out through those registers with big shopping carts, and they usually have an iMac in them. I don't see a lot of PCs and compacts. I'm sure that more of those computers sell to corporations, but when it's individuals, when Granny comes in here, Granny's not walking out with a PC. It's usually an iMac that he sold him.
His work at CompUSA led to his day job as a tech support specialist at PowerOn Software. Lane says some PowerOn Software employees saw him preaching the gospel of Macintosh to store customers one day and were impressed by his passion and his knowledge. However, Lane is best known as a columnist for several online Macintosh user magazines, or e-zines. His columns are almost always prefaced by quotes from famous thinkers, from Lao Tzu to W.E.B. Du Bois to H.L. Mencken. As a Mac advocate, Lane is controversial because he is known to occasionally criticize the company that makes his beloved Macintosh.
I will say from my experience, I think that I have a better grasp on the platform from an objective standpoint because I've worked in the stores, I've used the software, I've done the tech support, I've seen that this platform is not a perfect platform.
Lane is also controversial because he is an African American who is not afraid to integrate race into his columns. One column is titled, "The Macintosh is the Nigger of the Computer Industry." And in the slightly tongue-in-cheek article, Lane wrote that both Mac users and African Americans feel oppressed by the man. In the computer world, the man is Microsoft, maker of the Windows operating system. He also wrote that both Macintosh computers and blacks are seen as inferior. Lane was criticized by many readers who thought he took the parallels too far, but Mac Addict content editor Rich Pizer says critics often react before they've read through an entire column.
I think most of the people that react negatively to him do so because they just read, they read the first couple of sentences, instantly get a reaction, and fire off a response before they actually take the time to think about what he's writing. He puts a lot of effort into choosing his words, and you have to put at least a share of that amount of effort into understanding him.
Though racism is still one of his big concerns, Lane says the biggest danger to society is otherism, or the tendency of humans to separate themselves from each other based on their differences. He says that's one of the reasons he avoids further polarizing the debate between Macs and Windows users. Lane says there are even times when he recommends the Windows operating system to certain computer users. Another reason that Lane avoids Mac worship is because he knows what it's like to be in a cult. Lane says he experienced spiritual abuse at the hands of church leaders and left the church with emotional scars. And though he's crazy about Macintosh computers, he's no fanatic.
I've been a fanatic. You know, I've been a mainstream church fanatic. I've been a fringe church fanatic. I've been all over that stuff. So it helps me, actually that helps me understand this Macintosh thing too. I know not to take it too seriously like some of the other people do. If Apple were to die today, I'd find something else to write about.
Apparently, Apple isn't dying anytime soon. With the success of its iMac computers, Apple has brought itself into the black. However, not everyone is aware of Apple's success. So Lane's mission is to keep spreading the good word.
Maybe this is my religion, you know. In a way, this is the serving and stuff that I used to do when I was in the church. I was always one of the most active people, always the first one to step up and do something. It's no different now. And I believe that I can worship God by just helping people. And that's what I'm doing, you know.
Currently, Lane is working on a novel and will begin writing a periodic column for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. I'm Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio.